Nachum in the context of being dechuya pikuach nefesh, and in the context of cholish she'ein basakam. So now we discuss the sugya of Amir Lakum. And the most, for me, the greatest hakdama to Amir Lakum is a comment that I heard that Rabbi Reisman, Rashi Teradas, made. He said that when he was growing up, so Amir Lakum was a chumrah. And later on in life, he understood that Amir Lakum was a kula. In other words, it's very important to mind the mindset. We think of Amir Lakum as a solution to a problem, right? Get a guy. But what are you going to do? Everybody says, what are you going to do when the entire cul-de-sac becomes Jewish? So you lose your you lose your Shabbos going. So we see Amir Lakum as a problem, as a solution. I have a cholish em sakana. So a guy is a solution. I forgot to turn off the oven, the stove, whatever. I have the air conditioning in the shul is not working. Amir Lakum. So that's a crude way of looking at the halacha. Halacha is that Chazal said it's osur to ask Goyim to do malacha v'yom Shabbos. Amir Lakum is an isur. It's a limiting din. Chazal said the Gemara says Shabbos of Kuf Nun that Amir Lakum Shavus the din derabbanan that a person cannot ask a Goy to do malacha. Rambam says, why can we not ask a guy to do malacha? Because it'll lead to zilzol, shemam, shalot, and Shabbos, kala b'neyem. Because if you can do everything on Shabbos via guy, so it's not Shabbos anymore. Then it's then you're just doing a whole day via non-Jew. Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva based on this din d'rabbanan. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he asks using timers, except for on lights. So when Rav Moshe argues that we should not be allowed to use timers in Shabbos, Rav Moshe has numerous arguments. Each one requires understanding, is an insight into halacha. One is that it's unquestionable that Chazal would make, if Chazal said Amir Lakum is osur, then they're going to say the timers are osur. In other words, if Chazal said that in order for us to have the appropriate covenant for Shabbos, we cannot have melachas done for us, so mali if I put a goy there, or mali if I do it by a timer. If I do it by a timer, that's much more my melacha than I ask goy to do it. So I think it's a powerful mahalach, and we don't really think of it in those terms. And he says, Lamasa, since Chazal would have made it osir, it's ki'ilu he said, ki'ilu Rav Moshe was saying, that ki'ilu Chazal included. He holds time as a osir. This shu was not strongly accepted by Klal Yisrael. I think Lori sighed. And Talmidim of Rav Moshe still will not use time as anything but lights. Why lights? I don't understand why he was mechalik in lights. But Talmidim Rav Moshe will not use timers in Shabbos because of this tshuva. And then Rav Moshe writes that of course it'll timers will lead to a zilzal in Shabbos because you can run your entire business through timers. You can run your, you know, people run their entire business through goyim. They can run the entire business through timers, which is having a robot. So based on this, based on the Yisra Amir Lakum, I'm not advocating to follow Rav Moshe's mahalach. I don't think Klal Yisrael's makabel Rav Moshe's mahalach. His ideas are his reasons to make it also very mechudosh, but it gives us an understanding of what Chazal were saying. Chazal were saying that in order to have Shabbos, so you can't have choil on Yedei Nachri. The Hekal B'nei, the whole Shabbos becomes a different kind of Shabbos. It becomes technical. It becomes mechanical. I can't do certain things. I'll get a goy to do it. That is, as all of this is as opposed to an unusual Mechilta, when the Torah says Kamaloch liyosa boy, so the Mechilta says loy ata, v'loy chavercha, v'loy goy, even a goy. So there is a smag that says, oh, you see, Amir Lakum is a deraisa. We do not follow that smag. That's what the Sharetzim points out in Reish Mem Gimel. He shows that so many of the Rishonim argue with the smag. That the Ramban even holds as a tos a tfus, the girls a tos a tfus. But other Rishonim hold that it was an Asmachta. The rice that they bring it to the Asmachta. First of all, the Gemara says Amir Lachem Shus. So that's one. Number two is there are exceptions to Amir Liakum. We talk about, for example, that we'll discuss Ben Ashmashis or Cholit Shem Basakona. So if Amir Lachem is a Deiraisa, so then we wouldn't have those exceptions. And if Amir Lachem was a Deiraisa with exceptions, then it has to be noted someplace. So the smag, and the smag also, some interpret the smag to say that he means Amir Lachem B'Sech Beisah Shal Yisrael. Mashenikin B'Sech Beisah Shal Nachri. But Achreikich Leis HaKol, the smag is a curiosity. The Mechilta may or may not exist. And we hold that the Gemara says, Amir La'akum Shvus, it's an Yisr Dirabonim. Why was Yisr Dirabonim made? The Rambam says, as we pointed out, Shaloi Teshavas Kalaveno. Rashi says in two places, Rashi Nevoida Zara says that the reason why Amir La'akum is also because it violates the halacha midivrei kavolah b'mtzei chepzucha v'daver dover. Daver dover means I can't speak about non-Shabbosic things. If I tell a goy to put on a light on Shabbos, ein lecha non-Shabbos yosef b'dem, I'm talking about a malacha. I'm getting a malacha done. So v'daver dover has to be violated if I'm talking about chil Shabbos. And then Rashi in Kuf Nun Gimel in Shabbos says Amir Lachem is also mishum shlichas. Because I'm getting a guy to do malacha for me. So Rashi has to be understood on two levels. Number one, what kind of shlichus is this? Ein shlich nokri, ein shlich dar beira. And second of all, why would Rashi give two separate as beira? So the classic understanding of the Rashi is that there are two reasons to aser amir al-hakum. One reason to aser al-hakum is the v'damer dover, and one is because of shlichus li-hakum, shlichus to get a malacha done. The two reasons give rise to two separate halachas. The Dabra Dover is asering Amir L'Akum on Shabbos itself. There is no Easter of Dabra Dover on Friday. So if Dabra Dover was the only reason to aser Amir L'Akum, so then it'd be Mutter on Friday to orchestrate Malacha being done on Shabbos. Dabra Dover would aser malacha being done on Shabbos, and would aser discussing on Shabbos malacha that would be done mitzvah Shabbos, which is accurate. All this is accurate. But in addition to the Dabra Dover, in addition to the Easter of discussing malacha on Shabbos, whether it's to be done on Shabbos or mitzvah Shabbos, there's another Easter, and that is shlichos l'akum. I can't have a goy do malacha for me. There's no shlichos l'akum. So why does Rashi say shlichos? It's a din de rabbana, not a din de raisa. So the pashto says that what Rashi is pointing out is that the geder adin, there is an iser, then Rashi is saying something very similar to what the Rambam is saying. There's a double iser in amir lakum. A double iser meaning that dabra dover is asering it, so I can't even discuss with the goy melacha that I want the goy to do for me with Tzoy Shabbos. And there's another iser, and that is that I can't have malacha done for me as if it was commissioned by me. But commissioning malacha is as osir, is osir drabanon. Malacha that would be osir, to do personally. So when Rashi says that it's mitam shlichos, so Rashi l'chayra, what Rashi is pointing out is that's part of the geder adin. And this has the ramifications. So for example, one of the discussions, one of the situations where we say that it is permissible to have malacha done for you by a goy if the goy is doing it daita nafshoi. The goy is doing it because he wants to do it. So there's no shlichus there. I ask a goy to sweep up the room. So I can also sweep the room. I want to sweep the room Shabbos morning so that it looks nice for the Shabbos for the Suda Shniyah. No, I'm allowed to sweep. The guy says, sweep? The vacuum cleaner is what I was like, so we don't sweep. So the guy takes out the vacuum cleaner. So that, I don't have to stop the guy from using the vacuum cleaner. It's a daitan of shoy. He's doing the malacha because he wants to do the malacha. I may have to stop the guy because there might be a problem of Avshe Milsa. It could be that it's so noisy that it'll be a violation of Avshe Milsa and it'll be Zilzul Shabbos. But let's say I'm on my way to shul, there's no one home. and I see the guy loading the dishwasher. I ask the guy to wash the dishes. And the guy says, then he doesn't know he needs to wash the dishes in the sink. But he starts loading the dishwasher. Oh, I see the guy starting to take in the vacuum cleaner. And I'm on our way out. There's no home. There's no problem of Avshe Milsa. So is there a problem of Avir Liakov? He didn't do Malacha. Do Malacha de Rabbanon. Even the Raisa in the dishwasher. So in these cases, I didn't ask him to use the dishwasher. I asked him to wash the dishes. I fully expected him to do what I do. He washed me last week. He watched me wash dishes in the sink last week. The dishes are all piled up in the sink. They're all waiting there to be, that's where the sponge is, that's where everything is. Now he decides that he's not going to bother using the sink. That's a daita nafshoi. There's no shlichus over there. The shlichus was wash the dishes, not to be mechal Shabbos. So that's a good example of a daita dinafshoi. Or let's say I ask a non-Jew to do some malacha Sunday and so that to wash the clothes because I need them for Sunday afternoon. Now they don't want to spend, I need them Sunday morning. They don't want to spend Motzoi Shabbos washing clothes. They don't do it on Shabbos. That's enough shoy. I didn't ask for the clothes to be washed on Shabbos. I asked for the clothes to be ready Shabbos morning with ample time to wash them by Sunday morning, with ample time to have them clean by Sunday morning. So when the goy decides to do the malach on Shabbos, that's enough shoy. Because he wants to be able to go on Motzei Shabbos and enjoy. So that's his decision. So in all those cases, it's not an example, it's not a violation of a Amir Eliakim, because a Daita Nafshoi doing it for himself is not Shlichus. It could be that this explains another Machlekes of Rishonim and Amir da Amira. What happens if I ask a non-Jew to ask another non-Jew? It's called a dispatcher, right? Whenever you call up to get a cab, so you're calling a dispatcher. So that's you're asking the dispatcher to call another guy, so the second guy is doing the malacha, not the first guy, right? Or you ask you need to get a cab on Shabbos because you have to get a chodesh of sukkah to the hospital, that's pick up seven, whatever it is. So you figure maybe it's better to do an amir l'mira. That's true, it is, because many hold that mira d'amira is a del d'rabbanon. There's del d'rabbanon, then that mokim mitzvah. So is an amira da amira an extended amira? It's the same thing as a mali amira one amira two. Or do we say no? Amira one is one derabbanan. Then when the goy asks another goy to do malacha, so maybe it's a shvus teshuva, maybe even less than a shvus teshuva. So that could be on how you understand the Iser of Meleches Netz Machlekes. It could be, if you're holding the Rambam, that it's simply Shalei Deshamas Kalabeinov. So what does it matter with one guy, two, three guys? What does it matter? I order a cab. So now, in the internal workings of the cab system, there's an Amira Damira. I speak to the maitre d' of the event. So I know the maitre d' is not going to not going to turn on off the lights. They're going to get one. They're also not turn on and off the lights. Does that mean an Amir Demir is mutter? No, I'm Shabbos is going to be as compromised whether I ask one guy or whether there's a four link chain of going before they put the light on. Same thing. On the other hand, if it's a Iser of Shlichus, then it could be that once the goy puts on the light and he is responding to another goy that is writing to me, could be that it's no longer shlichas, right? The mila mitzvah l'shliach. So it could be that this machlekes rishonim as to whether amira d'amira is permissible or not. So that might be based on how we understand the Rashi of shlichas, that as I'm suggesting, it's part of the geder hadin. But again, a yoytze mikol zeh is amira. The Chazal extended the isurim of Shabbos to include amira the nachri, and Chazal did that either because of zilzul Shabbos or shalotei Shabbos kalo be'einayin, or they did it because of David Dover coupled with possibly Shalei Dekal Veneim, but the getter at the Kona was not to have it look like that I'm commissioning Malacha to be done on Shabbos. Alright? And then we just discussed a few halachas at Dat and Nafshoi, and we discussed the mirror. The mirror is an open issue. And we will, I don't think we will be matir amira de amira lechadchila, but we might be soymech on it if we're in Mitzar of Kulis.
Yeah? Let's say you have a house nanny and they ask you, they specifically ask, would you like me to do this way, like by hand, clean the dish by hand, or you want to use the dishwasher, right? And do you have to go out of your way and have to say, I want you to do the dishwasher, otherwise it's seen as a...
Yeah, no, you have to respond by saying that if I was doing them, I would do it by hand, because I can't do the dishwasher on Shabbos. But and it doesn't matter to me how you get them clean, right? But then everybody becomes a dead nafshak. Then they decide, right?
The fee, like the random approach, would we still say that a miro is not called sorah mitzvah or something? Would be much more.
A shvus to shvia. A shvus to shvus.
We still mean, even though that in terms of the zilzul and Shabbos, there is no difference between whether I ask one person to do it and that koi does it or if I ask two, but still from a shvus to shvus point of view, the Rambam would still count the amira.
No, that's a question. That is the question.
Oh, so
right? That is the question. In other words, is amira da amira just one long amira? Or is a mirror that mirror asking a goy to do an isur d'rabbanan called a mirror l'nachrim? When my goy number one delegates to goy number two, so is goy number one doing an isur d'rabbanan? I'm saying it's a goy, am I asking the goy to do an isur d'rabbanan? If I ask goy to do isur d'rabbanan, that is a shvus to shvus. Right? I ask the goy to make a phone call. That's a shvus to shvus. So a shvus to shvus, the machlekes, we've shown him whether a shvus to shvus is also. The tzarech mitzvah is mutter. Because since the Gemara says a shvus to shvus is mutter for a mila, so some Rishonim say, dafka for mila, because if mila is mutter, other Rishonim shams. And let's say, no, this means mokei mitzvah. Chazal said that a shvus to shvus is mutter for a mokei mitzvah. So what's the classic shvus to shvus? So classic shvus to shvus would be if I do an isid rabbanai deshinu. Right? I would, if it's possible, so many are not easy to do in the shinui. What would be maybe a tiltul mukta in the shinui? Would be a shvus to shvus mokim mitzvah. A person puts mukta in their sock and walks out. That's a shvus. Right? Or, according to, is a person carries something v'shin in a karmelis. So that'd be a shvus to shvus, if it's a mokim mitzvah. So then, Chazal. So then, there are many Rishonim who say that, and I think Lamaisa, we pass in this way. But that would be mutter because once the Iser is because of two distinct Iser the Rabbanon, then Chazal said the mocking, they didn't make their exam of mocking mitzvah. They didn't go that far. So now. What about Amir da Amir? So you could say Amir da means I'm asking a guy to delegate. I asked the maitre d' to turn on the LED lights. So it's a drabbanan. Look, so I want to be able to. People should enjoy their suda. I want to be able to have the balamatra to learn. So I'm asking the guy not to turn the lights. That would be right. No, if I ask that's already an amir on a din rabbanon. But now I ask the guy to turn on incandescent lights. So that would be a deraisa. So that's an amir. That would not make over for mokim mitzvah. But now I ask the guy. I don't think you should do this yourself. Get one of your people to turn on the lights. So now what do I just do? Did I just do one long amira, but I broke it up? Or did I ask a goy to do, and he said, Rabbanan, I'm asking a goy to put on the lights. So that's the chayin of machlekes.
Within the shlichus approach, should we still say that amira is a watered down shlichus, I guess?
Okay.
So it's still only matur it.
No. The other way around. There is a question whether amira da amira is in fact anything different than a reliakum.
Okay.
Amira da amira is a questionable shuas to shuas. One of the classic classic approaches that people are trained to from their earliest years is that if I'm just merames to a goy, then that's mutter. A milakim is also, but the merames is mutter. So that is often an abused heter. Why do I say that? Because the Ramah writes that a remiza to a goy is also. Right, a remiza means instead of asking the goy to turn the light, I tell the goy that's a remiza. So that's a code. Right, Rav Shechter would point out often that if I spoke to the concierge of the building and I say, by the way, when I come in, I need an elevator. Right. So that is, so you're not over davar davar because you did your divar erev Shabbos, but it's still in amir liyakum because all you're saying is when I'm here, there's a code. It's a silent code. It's a silent amira. When I'm here, I want the light going on. That's not a remez. That is what the Ramah writes. A remez, it's a code. So that should be, it could say that it's a mira da mira. It's a mira on a drabonim. Right? Because getting the elevator is probably drabonim. Separate then, but it should not be construed as that this is a remez. The Ramah writes that a remez, in fact, is also. Tzivo yimina derech remez. The Ramah writes in Shin Zayin, towards the end, Chov Beis, that's considered to be a remez, which is also. And the Vitzal Ashkenazi in his farm write the same thing if I have a note. Right? If I have a note and I come into the, and I go to my going next door, and instead of saying please turn off the oven, I give him a note saying please turn off the oven. That is a remez hasura. So amira tzivoy is also. Right, that's classic. Tzivoy ayidei remez is also also. Tzivoy of a code. The din of remez is a different din. That is sipur dvar mi'alma. If I tell a goy a story, and there's no indication of what I want him to do, right? I tell the guy, I'm walking outside and I see my neighbor and he's taking care of his non-Jew, he's taking care of his lawn, and I say, what a night I had last night. All the lights are off in my house. But I'm not sure I'm going to work this afternoon. I'm having 12 people come and I have no lights. My wife is so upset that it's so hot in the house, I'm going to have 12. So that's a Sibidur Alma. So Sipur Dvorim, that's mutter. Because that then, if the non-Jew says, I have a difficult thing, that as nice as your Sabbath is, sometimes it's not so comfortable. Have a good day. Right? That would be an appropriate response. In New York, for sure. Out of town, maybe they would say differently. So when you see what Devar means, I don't know where it's going to go. This is an if. Where they're going to, they may say, this is, you have nice things about your Sabbath, no phone calls, but you get stuck sometimes, no air conditioning. Right? That's the way it is. So that is, since that is an appropriate response, so therefore, if the non-Jew in fact says, you know what, I can do it for you. Right? So then that becomes a daita nafshoi. He decided to help me out. So if I present him a story, and then he decides he can be helpful, so then that would be a remez, that's being merames, which is mutter. It's called a sipur dvar ba'alma. You're telling him a story. We'll see what happens. See what's going to happen now. Now, if the guy says, "Can I help you out?" You haven't gotten any place. Because whatever you say next is going to be a tzibur, right? Right? So it has to be, I'm going in. Show me where. Right? Even that, a little bit something nice over there. He says, show me what to do. But if, and the Emma says, in most situations, nowadays, it's going to be all the Rabbonins. Whatever you ask the guy to do is probably the Rabbonins. Very few derises left. Unless you ask him to put a log in the fire. So, turn on the fire. Right? That he could do anyways, because she is Osir. So, there can be very few. Most situations are going to be the Rabbonins anyways. So, and it'll be Shvus to Shvus. And then you can actually tell him explicitly. But when there are derises involved, so it has to be... It would only be mutter al yedei a real sipur. In the days of incandescent lights, when turning on a light bulb was an isa deraisa. Now LEDs fluorescence by the rabbanans. But in the days of fluorescent lights, so every light bulb was a deraisa. So then, if you had no lights on, or if your air conditioner unit had an incandescent bulb, So those would all be derises. So then, there was a question. Then you had to present the story to the non-Jew, and it was an open-end story. And now you're going to wait and see what happens. So if it happens, it's a daitan of shoy. So there's an interesting discussion amongst the poskim. What happens if, I give you the example, you walk into your house, and there's a guy right there, the postman comes to your door, and you say, whoa, you never believe you have a friendly... postman and you schmooze with him and you're telling him that it's so hot inside because it's your Sabbath and you can't get the air conditioning on. But the post can discuss, when I knock on my neighbor's door and tell him it's dark inside my house, is that a secret dvar? I never knock on his door and I don't tell him, I don't share my problems with him. You ever go to the guy next door and you say that I can't get the food out of my oven because the light bulb's going to go on. So is that considered an amir l'nachri, or is that a code already? Because he's thinking, why they're telling me? Obviously, they want me to go into their home. I never go to their home otherwise. The only time I go to their house is when they call me in Shabbos. So that's always a code. The knock on the door is a code. I need a guy. Now I'm going to play a game and dance around and tell them a story, not tell them. So that's a discussion amongst the poskim. Whether or not, I think, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, I think, is concerned that that could be, that that's no longer called a, I'm not sure. But the, I think the issue was certainly raised by Nissen Karelitz. He certainly thinks that this is no longer a, he says, it's nech like a shlucha. What do you mean? You knock on your neighbor's door? And then he comes out and turns on your left. Of course he's doing your shlichus. What else? If a sibu dvar ba'alma means he's not even doing my shlichus. So that's a discussion amongst the poskim. And certainly the minhag is that people do this all the time. If I remember correctly, in the Orcha Shabbos, I think he's Mekel, I think. And I think that Rav Simcha Bun Mekon was looking into this. I think he also quotes those who are Mekel. I think he quotes that Rav Moshe would say that you invite the guy into your house to have a drink. So therefore he's doing a daitan of shoy. That's of very questionable effectiveness nowadays. You're not your neighbor's going to come into your house for a drink. You're in an apartment building, and maybe. In any event, so that is now halacha l'masa. Again, it's a shulchan halachim. I think it's a very powerful question. But halacha l'masa, it very rarely is going to... as I was saying before, Sefer Devarim is very rarely required nowadays, because anything else you're going to have to go to do is going to be a Durabana, right? Or let's say you didn't put your oven on Shabbos mode, and therefore when you open the door the lights are going to go on. So there's going to be a psikresha. So psikresha, Machlok Zaposkim, whether you can ask go to do psikresha. Rav Shem told you can ask go to do psikresha, because he holds it's that the Amir, that's not the Amir is on the opening the door, the Amir is not on the Psik Resha. That's not called the Milan Ofri. The Milan Ofri is a messenger going to open my door for me. Because I can't open the door. So most of the situations where we need a goy to solve a problem, as opposed to what I said initially, so most of those situations are going to be either an amira of segregation or a mira on a drabonon, and then the sefer devarim approach will anyways just be a chumra, and we're going to go that route. So even if it's not a sefer devarim bialma, so then it'll probably be better anyways. But that's an interesting question about how far you take the idea of being Miramis. Good. Question before? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. I guess it's not something you might say in letter, but it could be said, but would another example of going to knock on his door when you would never knock on his door otherwise be if he had done it for you before, or if he does this for you every once in a while, like at some point he understands what's going on?
Lechera, somebody becomes the code rather than yeah. Unless he tells you, you know. I never know why I always have these stories. Go ahead. Why don't you just ask me?
Could Rabbi clarify why there's a difference between Dorises and Rabbanans in regards to the Sipur versus...
Sure. Because we described before, because... No, what you're saying is correct. If I'm asking a goy to do a melacha de Rabbanan, so then it'll be mutul l'tzarech mitzvah. Right? So let's say it is terribly hot in the house, and it's and I'm not having Shabbos. So that'll be an amira. So then I'm asking going to do a drabbanon l'tzarech mitzvah, right? So it'll be so I don't need the sipur devarim ba'alma in that case, right? But so that the sipur devarim ba'alma, if I have a suffix whether it's a drabbanon or not. Right? Whether if I want to be machmer like Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that I'm mir lakum and a psik ratio is a problem. I really hold like Rav Shechtim that mir lakum and a drabba on a psik ratio is mutter. Right? And a yois that Rav Chaim Kanievsky holds is aser, so I'll do a sipur devarim. All right. So in that case, that's where you might end up having a sipur devarim in something which essentially is mutter anyways.
It's still also to have a Jew to have an under Jew enough for you, even if you don't tell one another.
Oh, okay. So your raising is a very powerful question. So I'm going to raise it later on. And that is that the Isur Dirabbanan of Amir La'akum is an Isur Chomer. How do you know it's an Isur Chomer? Because Chazal said that there are many Isurim attached to it. Number one, Davar Davar, you can't say Divrei Chol and Shabbos. Number two, you can't commission Malacha to be done for you. Number three, if a goy is doing malacha for you, you have to stop him doing it. After the goy is fixing something for you, you have to stop him. And number four, if a goy does malacha, well, you can't be nana from it. So the question you're raising is, what does a remez do for me if I have to stop him when he starts doing the malacha for me? Because I have to be nana when he's doing the malacha for me personally. Right? That's the kashan that Mekiva Eger asks. He says, once I'm mechuyev in Shin Zayin, once I'm mechuyev to be, this is a very important issue that Rabbanim have to work hard at, that many people take liberties with construction of homes and over the course of Shabbos. Something that they work very hard to put the genie back in the bottle. Right? Why? What happens is that the contractor, the halacha is, I can obviously not commission malacha to be construction to be done on a house in Shabbos. What happens if I just ask the client to build a house? I ask him to build the house and I give him instructions. Now that he comes in Shabbos or not, I'm not telling him when to come. He's not a schir yoyim. I'm not paying him for a day. I'm paying him to do a job. He's a kavlan. No. So mikir adin, a kavlan. Mikir adin. We pass him though, that even for a kavlan, if it's mechuber, you can't do malacha for me. You have to stop it. Right? So if I commission somebody to build a house for me, and I don't tell him when to do the malacha, he decides to do it on Shabbos. So me'ikir adin shem yivutir, but since it's mechuber, so we say it's marasai, and who knows whether looks like I asked the guy to work in Shabbos. So therefore halacha is I have to ask the guy not to work in Shabbos, and I have to stop him from working in Shabbos. Right? If I told him not to work in Shabbos and he does it anyways, then mitzad, what's written in Shulchan Aruch, I don't have to stop it afterward. But mi halacha l'maisa, you do have to stop him for two reasons. Number one, it's a huge chil Hashem that and the Shabbos morning that the Jewish homes are being built in there. Number one, that's a chil Hashem because they all know it's our Shabbos. That's why I'm building your homes at Shabbos. Number two, when my non-Jewish neighbor can't sleep late on his Saturday, that's a terrible thing. I'm enjoying my Shabbos, and then, but I'm disturbing his peace, his restfulness, because we're a guy's hammering away. That's terrible. So that in itself is just not right. But I believe that very, very often, houses are not being built by day kablonos. Because many things that are happening inside the house, very often you're telling the guy, I want this done by a certain date. Very often you're saying, I want this particular fridge attached in this particular way. Right? And I need to get it done before the counters come in. And the counters are coming in Monday. So you're often on thin ice. Without making real cheshbon, sometimes it does happen that people are commissioning malacha to be done in a yom b'yom way. And again, it's not. It happens very frequently, but it can't say overwhelmingly. In the course of building a house, you have to often organize things. So you want the floors to be done. You need to have to paint them by a certain day. So very often you are telling people that time is of the essence. So, and that therefore I think it's very important for Rabbanim to put the genie back in the bottle and to remind Balabatim that construction should not be taking place on Shabbos for all these reasons. Number one is we paskin that Kamblonos is, even Kamblonos on Mechuber is also. Number two, the Chil Hashem is involved. And number three, because there will be situations where, without thinking, a person may end up having the equivalent of a schiryah, if not a schiryah.
If I don't ask you to do malacha on Shabbos, hired to do a job, and he decides to do it on Shabbos, but it's based on Shul Yisrael or Mechubah.
Yeah.
So then why is a washing, asking a guy to do the laundry, and then he decides to do it on Shabbos, any different than a construction site?
Why is that right? So that called mechuber? That he's using my washing machine.
Right, exactly.
Well, so we'll think about it for next week. I thought that's not called. The next week is Purim. The week after, but I thought that would not be called mechuber. Okay, let's think about it.
I mean, the dishwasher. If I don't ask him, well, I don't have to do that. Wash this. He decides to use the washer. It's up to him.
Yeah.
But if I'm asking him to do
malacha,
I'm asking him to use the washing. I
didn't
tell you
what
to do it.
Oh no, that would be a problem.
Right.
That would be a problem. In other words, you're saying if the case of the guy who wants to get it done on Shabbos and then go up Mitzvah Shabbos, and then he's my dishwasher and he's my washing machine, so that called.
But I didn't say do it. I said you have to keep up with the laundry whenever you do it.
Right. So if they do it on their property, certainly mutter. But sure. Let's say they do it in my property, that become mechuber in their
property. Is that the same thing, is it?
Okay, let's look into it. For sure. So how did we get onto this? Because Rabbi Kiva Egyos Kasha. Rabbi Kiva Egyos says that, hey, Yois, that I am obligated to tell a goy not to do the malacha for me. A goy comes into my house, I have a person, a domestic in the house, and they see that I forgot to, put up the hot water. So they want to put the hot water up. Separate issue of Shehiyah. But I have to tell them, no. I know you're doing it for me. And I don't want you to do malacha for me. And then if he does the malacha, I can't be nene from it. So Bikiyagir says, so why should a remez ever be anything that we would want to do? Because even if we were successful in the remez, then when he comes into my house, and I have to stop him from doing the malacha. So there are several answers that the Achroinim come to answer this Bikiyagir, because Lamaisa, we do hold that there is a heter, right? They see for the Rav Alma. So the Chai Adam says that in a Hanami, a Sipur Devarim Ba'alma will only help in a situation where I'm allowed to benefit from Halacha. And then he said, the next step is, and if I'm allowed to benefit, I'm not Mechuyev to be Moicha. So I'm allowed to benefit from non-direct pleasure. For example, I'm going to schwitz in the house. And I have the air conditioning on, I won't schwitz. So that hanna is not considered to be hanna yeshiva, because I'm going to use the house the same way anyway. I have some lights on. I don't have great light. It's going to be hard to read the fine print of Bruno Gadam. Nope. But I'm going to be able to be in the house, and now I'll only use large fonts for whatever it is. So when the light goes on, that's not hanna yeshiva. If I couldn't live in the house and he puts a light on, that's hanna yeshiva. So it's only also to be nene from Hanna, that is a sort of a maker or breaker. That is something that I get direct Hanna from. But if Hanna is something which is indirect, so then I'm allowed to be Nene. So the Chachmas Hanu says, Chayav says, I'm allowed to be Nene, and therefore I'm not Mechuyev to be Moich. And then the Sipur Devarim Ba'alma is going to be helpful. There are other Achrayim who say that the din of macha is only if it's an ongoing thing. In other words, that my help is going to get used to, washing the clothes davka and Shabbos. Instead of doing them on Friday, I need them on Tzoy Shabbos. So then, since it's going to be something that's just going to happen over and over again, then there's a chi of macha. And otherwise, there would not be a chiyuv macha. Rav Nissen Karelitz says that the chiyuv macha is only when it's readily apparent that it's shlichus. In other words, if they normally need my permission to do something, then I have to be moicha. Right? So if somebody wants to come into my house and fix the plumbing, no, they don't walk in the house. They have to talk to me. I have to show them what to do. I have to. So then, if they come in, I have to be moicha. On the other hand, a person wants to put on the light, wants for the air conditioning. These are things that I'm not, they don't need my rishus to do that. I'm not going to tell them that they're things that they can easily do without, since they don't need the granting of rishus, there's no chiyuv macha. The kasha is a very good kasha. And probably the mahalach we take is the chayyarim. All these are different yeshuvim that had been applied to this particular din of Rebisa. So we explained it the following. There is a well-accepted approach called being merames. So we pointed out that merames has to be done with a pikchus. That merames does not mean to set up a code. Merames means to tell a story and to really be unsure. In other words, merames means I'm setting things up so that the goy can do a malacha for me. I died enough shy because he wants to do it. He wants to help me out. He wants to volunteer to do it. So that has to be applied with pikchus. And we discussed how far we take Sipur Devarim Ba'alma. And then that would only be applied, I have to remember, I'm using it for a situation where I'm allowed to be nen and he does it for me. So that's the, that would be the, and I don't have to be moicha. That's probably the mahalach to take.
For the Isurim Nerabanan, so is everything bichal, like what's bichal on Shabbos for a Turek mitzvah? Like what makes things a Turek mitzvah that is Shabbos?
How high is the bar?
Yeah.
What makes it a Turek mitzvah? So probably, I'm not sure if we can be Magdur. It has to be a key mitzvah. In other words, there is a Ramah that says that, that Rama writes, I think, in the Siman of Shulchan Aruch, the discussion is going b'sheyara on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So you're allowed to go to Tzorach Mitzvah. So there Rama is a very, very low bar for a Tzorach Mitzvah. I think even Divrei Shloimeh is Tzorach Mitzvah. So in his deity, that would not be Tzorach Mitzvah over here. But over here, it has to be something that we identify as the Magnus of Mitzvah. Shabbos Luder is a Kohen Zemes Day Reis, that's within the Mitzvah of Kabbalah. Right? Rav Shlomo Zalman said having guests on Shabbos is a Tzorach Mitzvah. Unexpected guests is a Tzorach Mitzvah. So it has to be Luder is a Mitzvah.
So he's having a light to read a book, not to learn. To read a book, is
that Onik Shabbos? You think what's known as Onik Shabbos?
Yeah, what's
we call Onik Shabbos then? I don't know. To answer your question, I have to think about it. I don't know.
Two questions. This almost sounds like Alexander's, but it's a serious question. One of the few communities is a non-kosher wine store that has a big sign up that says Shabbos Goy. Come in and ask if you need any help. So is that already begeder aser? Because
it's open on Shabbos.
It's not they're going, but they sell lots of kosher wines. They're probably doing it at that shabbos business. But there's a big sign on the door. It says Shabbos Goy. Come in and ask if you need help. So is that something that's aser mitchila, or do we say it's
what's the melachas mekach memkar? You want to buy a bottle on Shabbos?
No. They say come and knock on the door if you need help in your private house.
Oh, it means it's absolutely available.
Yeah. Is that a mila, or is that something that's also mitchila?
It probably reduces the ability to have to give a remez, yeah. But it would still help for shvus to shvus.
It's not
making
a difference.
What's that?
It's not, for a lot of things, it's not going to make a difference.
Yeah.
In terms of the remez, it would be a problem.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Okay. You walk and say, who's the guy over here? I gotta talk to him. Okay, it becomes the code.
Also, second question. Whenever he's mentioning a machlok, it's about a psik resha, they goy. That was even if it's nichale? So, for example, it was a light in the oven.
I think so.
It's mostly even if it's nichale?
Yeah. Because we have to hold it, it's not. That's not a psik resha. The amira is on opening the door. It's not doing the malacha. So, it's not a mir lachem. And your suffering is Rechaim can ask you suffering. He says, no, that is part of the law. They have to do with how you view segregation. Okay, so we can finish up not next week, but the week after. Is that? Yeah.